Today's Leading Women episode 653 with the wonderful Delisa Hacking.
Women all over the world, get ready for inspiring and empowering interviews from women at the top of their field who are kicking butt in their business and who are prepared to share shocking revelations from being in the limelight. You are now listening to Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.
Podcast your passion. Yes. Did you know you can podcast your passion, make a difference, and make money talking about what you love talking about? That's how I get to do what I'm doing, talking to wonderful women every day here at Today's Leading Women. Want to learn how I do it? Go to podcastyourpassion.com. That's www.podcastyourpassion.com. Yes, women of the world, let's get started. I am delighted to introduce you our amazing guest for today, Delisa Hacking. Delisa Hacking has made understanding people and mothers of the heart her core mission. In early 2015, she founded Love Frog Kisser LLC, a company focused on working with individuals to navigate modern-day dating, relationships, and sustainable love through private coaching, workshops, and thoughtfully curated singles events. Cultivating a sense of belonging isn't only a professional undertaking for Hacking. It is something she has donated her personal time to as well. To learn more, visit www.lovefrogkisser.com. Again, that's www.lovefrogkisser.com. Women of the world, Ms. Delisa Hacking. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
I am delighted to have been on the show, and I'm sure our listeners are as well. So, Delisa, I really love what you're doing with the business, especially with Love Frog Kisser. I love that name as well. You are a success in your own right. You put in the effort, you know, the sweat equity, the knowledge and experience to build a special business you call your own. As a result of that, our listeners really want to get to know you, and I want to provide that conduit, you know, that bridge between you and our listeners. So here are some cool questions that we can talk about. Feel free to comment anytime about them, but these are just general questions I have in mind. So let's start with the business. You know, there might be people out there who want to start one and have no clue how to go about it. Can you tell us more about your business and the idea behind your niche?
Absolutely. So I came up with the company idea last year, started developing a business plan, and it really hit me one night when I was traveling through Houston, Texas. I had owned a company years ago and knew that I would start another one someday, but I told myself and made myself a promise that I would not start another company unless it was something I was very passionate about and something that I could scale and grow as time went on. And as I was sitting in a hotel room in Houston, I was using a dating app. You know, I have been single and am a very social person and wanted to see who was in the area. Maybe somebody wanted to go grab a bite to eat or grab a drink. And here I am on my dating website. And I don't know what it was in particular about that night, but I just grew so frustrated with the online dating app that I was using. And I had used different apps in the past and different websites. And I just had it. And I sat my cell phone down and I thought, this is it. I need to come up with a way to transform modern day dating so that singles can be connected in a more meaningful way, a more thoughtful way. And online dating apps and websites can be a tool that singles use to connect, but it's not always working. People really aren't connecting in the ways that most single people want to connect when using those tools. So that's how the company kind of came to be. My background is actually, for about 8 or 9 years or so, working in a corporate environment where I studied interpersonal relationships between employees and their boss and employees to their job, and trying to figure out how how those relationships tie closely to engagement levels within a company or organization, and how that engagement relates to the profitability of a company. So I studied relationships for a long time and found them very fascinating. So it kind of makes sense as I look back on it now, sitting in that hotel room last year in Houston and making that promise to myself about starting a company one day. I'm taking the knowledge that I've had over the years with online dating apps and websites and combining that with my knowledge of interpersonal relationships and how people work together or don't necessarily work together to create Love Frog Kisser.
Love your story. And yes, if for listeners out there, if you were listening, there was such a great nugget there. Really leveraging what you already know, the skills that you have, plus your passion. Listen to the story that Lisa just shared with us. She combined her passion for online dating apps and her skills in interpersonal relationships to build this business that she's passionate about. That is a huge, huge lesson, especially for our listeners out there who are just starting out or who are wondering how to get this business idea get started, because that is one of the hurdles that a lot of our listeners have. And that was I was really listening to what you said, because that was really an aha moment there, combining the skills that you have, leveraging the skills that you have, plus your passion. All right, let's talk about how you prepared for success that turned this idea or that turned this inspiration into a reality. Can you share, listeners, what are some of your personality traits or your top three personal qualities that help you become a successful entrepreneur that our listeners can learn from?
Yes, absolutely. I would say that three would be passion, enthusiasm, and being a connector. I think that you have to have passion for what you're doing. And it goes back to what you were saying a moment ago about finding what you already have, that skill you already have, and leveraging that to build your company and build your business. So you have to have at the foundation a passion for what you're doing. Because if you wake up in the morning and you're not excited and passionate about doing whatever it is that you're going to do that day when it comes to your business and your company, it is not going to sustain itself. You have to have underlying passion, and that has to be in the foundation. It's crucial. The second one I mentioned, enthusiasm. There are some days where I feel like I'm done learning. I'm not saying I know everything. I'm just saying there are some days where I just want to say, no more. I don't want to learn anymore. But my enthusiasm for the goals that I want to reach, for the people that I want to help, that keeps me going. You have to have the enthusiasm along with that foundation that has the passion in order to keep moving forward. You've got to have the optimism too. So I would say enthusiasm and optimism would kind of be that second pillar. And then the third piece is being a great connector. I would say that being a great connector has been one of the most important things that has contributed to the initial success. So my company went through beta testing in early 2015 and then launched late spring of 2015. And if I did not have the connections that I had built over the years, it would have been a much slower pace that the beginning of my company went through. But because I've developed those contacts and that those contacts have meant a lot to me and my reputation is important to me, that I could call on those people that I know to tell them this company I'm building, what it is and what I need from them and how they can partner with me. And then they introduced me to their single friends who then became those first adopters, those beta testers. So having those strong connections, partnered with a good reputation is what I would say that third pillar would be.
Wow, I mean, passion, enthusiasm, and optimism, and being a connector. Great personal qualities here that Lisa just shared with us. And the good news is that we can all cultivate and adopt them into our lives and into our business. All right, let's talk about the challenges being an entrepreneur, because as entrepreneurs, we face daily challenges that define our being. And to get through those challenges, it takes a very special person. And our audience wants to know that special person in you. So what have been your biggest challenges building your business? And how have you addressed or overcame those barriers to success that a lot of women entrepreneurs face today?
Great question. I would say that there are definitely moments and times over this past year where I have had challenges, and there have been some days where I do wake up in the morning, and although I'm passionate and I have that enthusiasm, where I really have to stand back and know that this shortcoming or this challenge is temporary, that I have the tools, I have the skills that will carry me forward, and that this negative piece that I'm standing in front of now is just where I'm standing now. That isn't going to be where I'm standing tomorrow or next week or next year. So it was really important to me that I learned and remembered early on that challenges are only temporary. I would say that one of the things that I learned from was, you know, I thought that, you know, I would launch the company and I'd flip a switch and I'd have all these customers. And that's not what happened. Yes, I did have some customers early on, and I'm thankful for that. But I think in my mind, I had envisioned it where there were a lot more clients than what had shown up when I flipped that switch on. And so it was really kind of taking that step back and trying not to get discouraged and knowing that I just needed to follow my purpose and know that I was exactly where I needed to be and just keep going. Just keep put one foot in front of the other and keep going. I also needed to be very mindful that success would show up in a certain way, because I had, you know, this blueprint in my mind of what I thought success would look like in terms of a number of clients or a certain number of singles events in different cities and how many people I would have on the team working for Love Frog Kisser. And I had, you know, these numbers, and then it didn't happen that way. And it's because it has unfolded the way that it has, and it has grown organically, that this company is where it is today. So I had to know, and again, go back to telling myself to be open, allow success to come in the way that it's going to come, be open and be flexible and not get so tied up and wrapped around specifics in relation to certain goals and objectives that you want to meet. I think it's great to have, you know, where you're headed and different goals, long-term goals, but really trying not to get caught up in the day-to-day and really try and see it from a 30,000-foot perspective. And then making sure you have the right people on your team, and not just the people that work for you or work for your company. But one of the things that has been really helpful to me is having a couple of people in my corner, kind of on my personal advisory board, of mentors that I can go to and be really frank with and say, listen, this is what's happening. It's not going the way that I projected it to be. What are your thoughts? And really getting someone else's viewpoint and opinion that's not in the everyday discussions and that's not in the mix, that can give you their opinion from, and while they're being removed from the situation, and somebody really that will give you the truth, because there are a lot of people out there that will just tell you what they think you want to hear, or they'll tell you kind things because they want to be seen as an ally. But really what you want is somebody that's going to tell you the truth when things aren't that great. And so I think it's vital that when you have these challenges, that you really seek to go to those people that are personal mentors and those that you've identified as those personal advisory board members. I think that that is one of my keys to success this first year in business.
So true. And I love those lessons that you just shared with us. These challenges that you have shared, I'm sure we can all, most of us will resonate with this, because I myself resonate with them. I mean, and the good thing is that when we are sharing our challenges and the lessons that we learn, we're also learning from each other. So let's learn from these challenges that the listener just shared with us. I was like, having some lots of aha moments here, because I can totally resonate with those. Coming from a traditional background, I thought that success will be this and that and quick and trying to, you know, overnight and a certain path, you know, not allowing that to come and not allowing it, not being fixated that, okay, success is a certain way, you know, there is no straight line for success. So it was such a joy hearing that from you, because that is my experience as well. So let's learn from these challenges and the lessons that Delisa just shared with us. All right, let's switch gears for a little bit and talk about work-life balance, because this is an area that, wow, a lot of us challenge with, I myself. And the problem really with entrepreneurs is how to click on and click off and create a work-life balance, particularly if you have a family juggling many roles. So in your life as an entrepreneur, how do you maintain this work-life balance? And what are some of the ways that you accomplish this in the areas of your health, your family, your relationships, and your business?
Absolutely. Great question. I don't know if there is always balance. And, you know, I hear people talk about that and, you know, the balance between work and life. And really what I see is there are moments in each day or moments of each week where you are more in tune with your life. And there are some times where you're going to be, you know, more in balance with your work. And maybe you have a work project that needs more time and attention this week. And so you might be a little bit out of balance, but it's knowing where you are and where you stand in your life, and so that you don't stay out of this quote-unquote balance for too long, because that's when I think the relationships and your work starts to suffer, is when you are lopsided for too long. One point I think I would make is, I think most people listening have either read or heard of the book Lean In by Sheryl Sandberg. One of the things I really took away from that book was a section of it that she wrote about selecting the right partner in your life. And, you know, I won't do it justice, but it's definitely worth reading if you haven't. But selecting that right life partner that's going to be able to be by your side and support you professionally. So if you do decide that you want to have children, how that's going to work, and are they going to work full time? Are you going to work full time? Okay, well then what does that mean to your home life? I think it goes back to, you know, when you are dating and you are selecting someone that you want to spend the rest of your life with, you have to have those really crucial conversations up front before you decide to get married and determine if you truly are on the same page. Because if you aren't, it's going to be a lot of heartache and a lot of stress and struggle down the road, because when you add different aspects of your life together, it only makes things more dynamic and complex. And so it's important that you have a life partner that shares the same vision and direction, and that you're both facing and going towards that same direction. I would say that for me personally, I have to make sure that I am very intentional with decisions and what I decide to do both personally and professionally. Because I think, like many people that are listening, there was a time in my life where I just wanted to say yes. And I felt bad saying no. And no is a bad word. And I think that's so wrong. And I want people to know that you can absolutely say no, and that's healthy. You've got to know who you are, what your goals are, what you're going after, and if something comes into your path and it doesn't align with where you are and what you want to do, you've got to feel comfortable saying no. And we also, on the other side, if someone tells us no, we've got to be okay with that. We've got to accept that that's okay. So being very intentional with decisions is key. So when an invitation comes up, if I think I've got too much going on that week, I may say no. And that may mean that I sit home on the couch and watch my favorite Shonda Rhimes show, Scandal, or How to Get Away with Murder, or some other, you know, TV show where I can just decompress and rest. Or maybe it's picking up a favorite book off of my bookshelf and lighting a candle and just having quiet time. So that decision is up to each individual. So being intentional is key. I also think that keeping very organized is important and critical to knowing where you have to be and when, so you're making the most use of your time. So time organization skills are important. And then another thing and final note that I would have is to do a regular self-check. Check in with yourself. And I've had to do this, and this is something I've learned over the years, because I know that I will work a lot. And I realize that although I'm very passionate and driven by that enthusiasm for my work, I also know that at the end of the week, I could have chalked up too many hours that's healthy for an individual. So I have had to get in the habit of doing a self-check. And that just means really kind of sitting with myself for a few minutes. And how do I feel? Do I feel healthy? Do I feel tired or run down? Am I getting enough sleep? Do I feel like my relationships have been strained lately? Where am I not showing up authentically in my life? And if any of those areas kind of aren't checked off and I don't feel like I'm doing a great job in those areas, then it's my responsibility to kind of explore that and determine what needs to be adjusted in my life so that I really can try and regain more of an all-around healthy life.
Wow, love those tips that you shared with us. Wow, so juicy. I love those tips. I love what you said about being intentional with your decisions, you know, checking in on yourself, and then being okay with saying no. And when people say no to you, being okay with that one too. Really important to understand it and not being too hard on ourselves either. Because sometimes we women, we are so hard on ourselves. Sometimes we don't want to say no because we don't want to hurt other people. We don't want to burden other people. We don't want to ask for that support. Wow, huge, huge tips here that the Lisa just shared with us. Let's start incorporate them into our lives so we can achieve this work-life balance. And yeah, don't strive for that perfect balance because there is no such thing. I don't believe that there is a perfect balance anyway. There is no such thing. What works for you is the most important thing, and making sure that you are not neglecting other areas of your life that are important.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, let's talk now about success and what success means to you. In your journey as an entrepreneur, what does success mean to you, and what are some of the benchmarks that you use to measure your success?
Yes, the benchmarks for success, I think, have changed along the journey. What I would have said would be successful when the company was in beta testing would be different than what I view as successful today. I think what I've learned the most in the last year is to celebrate the small moments of victory. And so those would include when we're working with a coaching client that is now in a relationship and she's excited and she's looking forward to that relationship unfolding. And that is a moment of victory for that client. And so that would be viewed as a moment of success for Love Frog Kisser. So it really comes in those small, intimate moments where I think before, and this could be years before, just a naive business owner, when I had my previous company, I would see it as dollars and cents. Okay, well, what was my profit? And I don't see that. I mean, yes, of course, it's important to be revenue generating, because with more money, I can market to more people, the company can help more people. Yes, making money is absolutely important. But I've shifted my focus from these big number goals to really, what are these intimate moments of success? And I'm seeing that with, you know, maybe it's a member of my team that has had a really positive coaching session, or maybe it's a matchmaking client that I'm working with and I've set them up on a date with this incredible person, and they are grateful that that there is this personalized matchmaking service that's listened to what they want. And so it's in that conversation where I feel that it's working and that the company is being successful, because the client is reaching and attaining their goals. So it's definitely shifted over the years, but I think there's something really beautiful in those small moments.
Love that. Success is celebrating those small victories. Really important to celebrate those, not just the big wins, but small wins along the way, the journey, celebrating the journey as well, and celebrating them with other people. You know, there's so much joy in being able to celebrate that with other people as well. So great perspective there. Now, I know you've given us a lot of tips already, but I'd love for us to talk about one of the highlights of our show, and that's your advice for other entrepreneurs and those aspiring to be, especially to those who want to follow your footsteps. You obviously got some lessons learned under your belt of experience. So take it back to the past. Say you're going to start all over again as an entrepreneur, and you are in a class with other entrepreneurs who are hungry and thirsty for success, or even for making that first buck. What types of special suggestions or advice and lessons that you learned would you give your fellow entrepreneurs, knowing where you came from and where you headed at? And if you can boil them down to your top three tips or advice, what would those three be?
Yes, I would say number one, be flexible. Try not to get too much into your head about what success is and defining what success will look like, because I've learned that it will unfold and you have to be open and be able to pivot and let it unfold organically. There have been things that have come up and thrown itself in my pathway that I never would have thought about, whether it's a partnership or a collaboration with someone. And it would have never been on my radar. It was never in my business plan. But it doesn't mean it's not good. But because I was open and flexible, I was able to take a look at the situation and circumstances and determine if there was a right fit for my company. So being flexible is number one. I would say number two, keep going. There will be days where you will feel like you have been defeated, and you will feel like, why did you even start the business? Is it worth it? There'll be a setback. There will be something that does not go the way that you thought it would go. It will happen. There will be the first time it happens, and then there will likely be another time that it happens. But it's those challenges that I believe really teach you the nuggets that you need to be able to keep going and to grow your business, be more successful, and be a better business leader. So see those challenges as an opportunity to learn and grow. So in those dark days, keep going. So keep going is number two. And number three, get ready to learn. Now, I had several years of experience with interpersonal relationships. I had several years of experience with online dating websites and apps. I thought I knew a lot going into it, but it wasn't until I really started working the business, doing the beta testing, talking to the clients, it wasn't until all of that happened and I actually went through the experiences before I really learned some of the key lessons. My target market before beta testing was very different post beta testing. But I had to go through the beta testing to realize who it was that I was going to target and why that was important and how my services can help them. I also hosted my very first singles event, and it wasn't very good. And that is part of my story, because people went to that singles event and they said, oh, you know what? I just didn't like it. I'm not going to go to another one. And I remember going home that night and thinking, what have I gotten myself into? I've had all these years of experience. I went in with good intentions and it just didn't work. And there were a couple of reasons why it didn't work. But the important thing is I realized why that first event didn't work. But I had to go through the trenches of doing the very first event so that I could learn what worked and what didn't work and then apply those learnings to the next event and the next event. And now there's a rhythm and a flow to the events. And now we're not only doing events in one market, but we're doing singles events in multiple cities across the country. And now there are cities seeking Love Frog Kisser out to come and host events in their city. So that third lesson, get ready to learn and know that it's going to happen regularly and that you don't know everything. But when you do have a lesson presented to you, really pay attention and then apply that lesson and what you learned moving forward and you'll be a better leader.
Wow, golden nuggets in those tips that you shared with us. So let me just summarize them again for our listeners. The first one is to be flexible. I love what you said about letting success unfold by itself, being open, ready to pivot when it's needed or when it's necessary. The second one, huge, in those dark days, keep going. Wow, that's going to be my mantra now. I love that phrase because you're right. There are going to be days that, you just want to quit. You just want to, you're questioning, why are you doing this business? I definitely have those days too. But, you know, like what you said, it's that keep going attitude, you know, because at the end, there's certainly days that that's going to be full of joy and excitement and enthusiasm. And, you know, you are doing something that is benefiting others. Nothing, you know, when I receive those emails of happy clients, I realize that, wow, I can't quit. I mean, I'm making an impact in other people's lives. And that keeps me going. So find that strength. Find that thing that keeps you going despite those challenges and some setbacks. Third one is to keep ready to learn. Love that. I mean, building a business is all about learning. And not only learning, but applying what you learn and being attentive and being patient and being able to connect with your clients and knowing what they really need and how you can solve their problems. And knowing that, wow, what you're putting out there is really something that is making a difference in your life. So great tips here that Lisa just shared with us. Let's take action on them today and I'll make sure to have them on our show notes. Last, Delisa, share our listeners what's one big benefit that they can get with your product or your service, where they can get it, and what's the best way that our listeners can connect with you, and then we'll end from there.
Perfect. So my website for my company, Love Frog Kisser, is at www.love, L-O-V-E, Frog, F-R-O-G, Kisser, KISSER.com. And if you go on there, we do have something up in the upper left-hand corner, and it's 20 tips that will help rock your dating life during the holidays. So it's really applicable now, and it'll take you through New Year's. And then there's also a special discount code I'd like to offer to your listeners. We do offer private coaching, as I mentioned, in addition to webinars and personalized matchmaking and singles events. The private coaching has helped a variety of clients with different situations that they find themselves in with dating, whether you've never been married or maybe you're coming out of a divorce and you're transitioning back into the dating world. So if you use the promo code LOVE, L-O-V-E, and you purchase a private coaching session, you'll receive $25 off the private coaching session. And then if you're interested in the matchmaking services, you'll see a link on the main website that'll say matchmaking. And if you click that link, it'll direct you to the page where you can tell us a little bit more about yourself. And we can see if we have a potential client that we might be able to set you up with.
Awesome. So for our listeners out there, especially you who are singles and looking for love, I highly encourage you to go there now, lovefrogkisser.com, www.lovefrogkisser.com. Highly encourage you to do that now and pick up that 20 dating tips to rock the holidays. So timely. And like Delisa just shared with us, take advantage of the $25 off from the private coaching. If you use the code LOVE, promo code LOVE for private coaching, you get $25 off their private coaching. And of course, matchmaking, the menu is on the website. If you're looking for that one, that is something that they offer too. So really encourage you to go to now, www.lovefrogkisser.com. At least be on their newsletter and pick up those tips, 20 dating tips to rock the holidays. Again, that link is www.lovefrogkisser.com. Delisa, thank you so much for being so generous and sharing your time, your inspiring story, your expertise, for being a role model to many, and for bringing such a positive energy with our listeners today. Women of the world, including me, appreciate you and wish you more success in business and in your life.
Thank you so much. I appreciate being on your show today.
Thinking of starting a podcast? Seriously consider starting a podcast of your own, remembering that it will allow you to grow in ways you never imagined. It will grow your email list, your audience, your influence, and your bank account. Go to podcastprofitsystem.com to get started. That's www.podcastprofitsystem.com.
Feeling inspired and empowered to make it happen? Then take the next step and go get your free guide to the top 10 resources that today's leading women use to stay at the top of their game, plus Marie's favorite today. Visit todaysleadingwomen.com/guide for your free download, and we'll see you on the next episode of Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.